In Teams group calendars, round robin, service, class, and collective calendars, appointments assigned to a particular user can be synced to third-party calendars, Google, Outlook, iCloud, and the events from third-party calendars can be read and synced to the CRM. You can configure your calendar under Settings My Profile. There are primarily two settings, Primary Calendar and Check for Conflicts. All the third-party calendar integrations added by the user are shown here. Primary Calendar. The primary calendar is the main calendar responsible for writing events to Google, Outlook, or iCloud. It also reads events from third-party calendars, but its primary responsibility is to push new appointments to these calendars. If contact creation is enabled, it functions like an event, unassigned calendars two-way sync. To summarize, events with attendees in Google Outlook will be converted to appointments, except for recurring events. Primary calendar dropdown. Here, all the calendars integrated by the particular profile will be displayed. Disabled calendars may either be included in Check for Conflicts or may lack write access to Google. Allow contact creation. If you wish to create appointments from Google Outlook calendar, select this option. Otherwise, leave it as none. If you want events from Google Outlook with attendees to be created as appointments, contacts, select one of the calendars from the dropdown. This ensures appointments are created in that specific calendar. All group calendars that the user is part of are listed in this dropdown. Allow trigger. This dropdown only appears if a calendar is selected from contact creation. It applies only to appointments created from Google Outlook. If selected, the trigger will fire for appointments created due to synchronization. Otherwise, it will skip the trigger. Check for conflicts. All the Google/Outlook/iCloud calendars integrated by the user will be shown here. As the name suggests, we read all the events from the selected calendar and block off the timings when the user is not available. Essentially, all events imported from Google/Outlook/iCloud will be blocked, disallowing any appointments during those times. In the Check for Conflicts section, we do not create any appointments. If a calendar is disabled in Check for Conflicts, it implies that it is already selected in the primary calendar.